no, I mean, roll the tape, man. I mean, the film has come out. The driver turns around and shoots him right in the head, man. The if you want to know technically who killed JFK, it was the driver of the car. That's who killed JFK. Rolling.
Are you rolling?
Yes, sir.
You're
all good.
Okay. Okay, so we're good. We're rolling, right? Excellent. Well, John Bam.
Hey. Great to be with you.
Good to have you back, man. It's been a while.
Great to be still here, breathing.
You're still
oxygen.
You haven't been Epstein'd.
I have not been Epstein'd. I have not been P. Diddy'd.
I don't think you're going to get P. Diddy'd anymore. I think the culture's changed.
Or Simon Cowell.
Simon, what happened to Simon Cowell?
Oh, that's next. That's the next.
Next? John Bounce said it first.
That's the next pair of tranny testicles to drop.
Next. The next domino to fall.
Yeah.
Q said it.
So what are we going to talk about here in this?
Well, there's a lot to talk about.
Isn't rainy there? Day in Austin, Texas.
There's a lot to talk about.
There is a lot to talk about. So let's just get to it, I guess, with the whole anti-Semitism bill that was introduced by the GOP in the House. And what's your take on this?
I don't think it's good. I'm Jewish. I think it's actually going to create more anti-Semitism, and it's going to make people hate us more. And I don't think it's necessary. I think when you make laws and bills to protect a group of people, you're telling them that they're less equal than everybody else because they need protection.
Yeah, kind of goes against the whole – doesn't it go against the whole First Amendment?
Yeah, I think it does. I don't like it. You know, and then you get lumped into – the same category as people promoting the anti-Semitism bill because you're proud of who you are, but I don't like it, man. I don't think it's good. I don't think it does. I think it does a lot more harm than benefit. It's going to create more of, if anti-Semitism is a problem, it's going to become more of a problem because of stuff like that. And it doesn't, it also opens up Pandora's box to not be allowed to criticize anybody, right? It's like, you know, some of the criticisms that people lobby towards Jews are totally insane and ridiculous. But that should just be talked about, like, in an open dialogue, so everyone could just see how ridiculous those assertions are. But you know, like, what if they passed a bill saying that you couldn't say bad things about China because you were racist towards Asians as a result of COVID?
Oh, isn't that next?
You know, that's I think what the problem is.
Wouldn't that be next?
Probably, right? Like, that's what I think. Something like this is leading to towards, right?
Or Hamas. You know, you can't talk smack about him.
Yeah, because you're an Islamophobe now.
Yeah.
And Islamophobia is getting really
bad. Why not?
And now you can't criticize Islamic organizations. So I can see this just opening up to, like, really bad levels.
I think it should. We just should funnel it all down to the only people you can criticize are, you know, white Americans.
But that's the thing, though, right? Like,
that'll get really old real quick. It already has, but, you know.
Well, John.
Let's go for it.
You know, it's funny because, like, the Palestinian protesters will call me a white supremacist, but then the white supremacists don't think I'm white.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. It's a weird...
It's hard to fit in these days.
It's really hard. I mean, like, it's very difficult to fit in. What this whole thing is making me realize is that there are no real friends in media. The only friends you have are the friends that you have.
Right.
And you should really focus on and nurture the friends that you have. And, like, that is the most important thing in the world. Like, the friends that you had before you started making these things, you got to, like, do better at spending time with them. And I've fucked up. I've been so negligent of that because I'm, like, I'm so consumed with wanting to make something. And I just feel like I have to do it constantly, right? Like, I have to go to a protest. I have to go to a meeting. I have to do this. I have to do that. Even if, like, my safety's on the line, like, I feel bad if I'm not at the protest.
Well, maybe you're just ahead of your time, you know, and you got to keep going. You just got to keep going, keep doing it, and then eventually it'll all catch up to you.
Well, hopefully it catches up in a way that's positive and not, like, in a way where in which I got stabbed randomly because I'm trying to, like, talk to people.
You got stabbed?
No, I'm saying hypothetically, like, you know, you get stabbed or beat up or something like that, right? Because, like, you know, you're at a point where people are probably talking about me in, like, encrypted group messages because of the reputation I've achieved through going to meetings and going to protests and going and doing all this stuff. And the fact that, you know, even if you're not doing any of this stuff, just by having an association, even an association with you or Owen or Harrison or anybody, they just lump you into this broad category of like Nazism and white supremacy that you're like, you know, you're not even going to be allowed to have a balanced conversation with anybody without fear of getting hurt. And then
I think we're already there.
And then you have these DAs that will, I mean, will actively be siding with these people to further hurt you.
Yeah. I've been accused by family members of being a white supremacist and that I work for a white supremacist. And, that as insulting and heartbreaking as that is, because our message is the complete opposite. The message that we're trying to get out there, which is just every day being watered down and diminished, is that we are still Americans and what America was. And you look at these protesters in all of these colleges across the country, and we have the documentation now that goes back to last year showing the whole thing was pre-planned. And it's been funded by Soros, and oh, that's a catchphrase. No, it's
actually funded by Soros.
The documentation is there. It's real. That these kids, the majority of these kids that are protesting don't know what the hell they're talking about. They're 70-80% of the people arrested aren't even students. And, you know, you got to think, well, you're battling wits with a kid that was born in 2004. You know, I was born in 1971, so I've seen the 80s. I've seen the 90s. I've experienced this country as an American and what that means. And my generation, Generation X, is the generation of Fishbone. You know, we're the generation of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. We're the generation of punk. We were completely against any kind of form of racism at all. And we were just completely getting rid of it and living our lives. And it's like, okay, well, it's only going to be, we're going to be adults here soon. We're going to be parents. We're going to have kids and racism will be gone because that's a thing of the past. And then up jumps this group of morons.
They're bringing it right back.
2000, but they got to have it back. So, and that's the thing is, so the main thing that was crossing my mind to talk about whenever I do get hate on social media, it's blue haired people claiming, you know, that I support Donald Trump and I'm a Trumpian. And that's just another form of the Democratic Party going all the way back to the beginning of the Klan, where they lump you into this general idea that they can hate. It's for them. It's all about them. I'm not a Trumpian. First of all, Trump, he's still backing the COVID shots that have been a silent genocide. Trump did not pardon Julian Assange. That's when I fell off the boat.
Or Snowden.
Or
Russell.
Actually, there's probably 10
more. Well, he pardoned Kodak Black. You know, that's what we got to focus on. Yeah. And Michael Milken.
Yeah, because they went to the parties.
Well, John, it's advanced 5D chess. Come on.
Well, this latest anti-Semitism bill, he's now on Hannity talking about that it's a good thing.
And then he goes to his rallies. It's
anti-First Amendment on its face.
John, and then he goes to his rallies and criticizes Israel in front of his base, but then we'll promote. It's the ultimate Hegelian dialectic. And then,
right,
he'll promote and go behind the scenes and tell people to write these bills out.
But, you know, we look towards Congress and we look towards these politicians, even here locally, as some kind of touchstone that they're going to do something. They're all bought and paid for. They're all corrupt. It's a uniparty. The GOP introduced the anti-Semitism legislation. They're going to pass it through the Senate. They are all what these protests are, these pro-Palestine protests are. When you get down to the nitty-gritty, they're not, when they're having their rallies and getting up there and doing their speeches, they're not speaking about Palestine. Ultimately, the message they want to get across is that they want a socialist, they want a communist United States.
It's about destroying America and destroying Western values, because America and Western values allow us to have the freedom to have open dialogue and the freedom to resist tyranny. And when that gets eradicated, then the fascism that they clamored for during COVID will be implemented in full effect.
Absolutely.
That's obvious. And that's what the immigration thing is too. People don't understand that. Like the people who support decolonialism and all those advocates, right? They automatically will support the open border, thinking that they're supporting decolonialization, but what they're actually doing is they're aiding and abetting to colonialization and to colonialism. And the reason being is because nobody wants to fight our foreign wars anymore. And Americans are not really in shape by and large to even be effective soldiers in the United States military. But you know who is?
The Chinese.
No. forget all that. Like, you know who is? Juan from Venezuela, who just came over the border last week.
Yeah.
And you don't think that, like, you know, members of Congress or the State Department or the White House are chopping at the bits to have those guys serve overseas
and vote? Yeah.
Well, like, yeah. When they serve, they become citizens. They can become police officers.
Well,
and these will be the people that you replace our local police officers with. And those people, they're so grateful to be here. They'll do whatever they're told because of how grateful they are to be in America.
Right.
And
they lord over you.
Yeah. Yes. And that is
you worthless.
That's how,
colonial, anti-Semitic Jew.
Yeah, all this stuff. Like, this is one of the many ways in which they're going to actually implement, like, a fascist agenda. And you're going to also have never-ending wars because you have a never-ending population of third-world immigrants that will continually cycle into the country.
And now you have an unlimited amount of bodies
to just send overseas. You don't even have to train them anymore because these people don't have no value for them because they're not American to these people. They're just bodies. And now you have this unending supply of bodies to continue forever wars indefinitely. And that's what I think this whole thing is about. But I think if you break it down to, like, the left-wing activists, they'll actually understand that better than you just calling immigrants criminals, right? If you explain it from that lens, more people would be willing to listen to you and understand that perspective. And I think, like, that kind of a dialogue where you're just nice to people and explain, like, why it's a problem and just do it in a way that's, like, respectful, less people become on board with this agenda. And then if less people are on board, they don't comply. And then you still maybe have a chance to right the ship.
Well, where does it all go? I mean, let's take the Orwellian narrative. You're heading in that direction, and we keep hitting a wall as to where this all leads. But, you know, they've already, remember that plane load of Afghanis we all forgot about? They're hanging on the plane, and they came over here. Where are those people?
I don't know.
We forgot all about them.
Then
we're going to bring the Palestinians over here who hate. So if you're in a country that's screaming death to America, we're going to get our tax dollars together. We're going to put you on the first ship and bring you on over. And so where does this all lead? You know, and so in an Orwellian, fantastical, not a realistic way, but in an Orwellian way, you know, if we're still like the Roman Empire here in the United States, where these colonialist evil bastards, wouldn't we just have a stadium where we brought, you know, tonight's main event, you know, we're going to have the Somalians versus the Palestinians, you know, we're going to have an all out. And then instead of sports, that's where we go now. We just import all these people and have these blood duels.
That's wild.
Well, where are we going with all this? That's what I'm saying. Just where are we going with the transgenderism? What, you know, where it was, you know, 5 minutes ago, it was whatever you do in your bedroom, we're adults, that's fine. But now, you know, 5 minutes later, some dude in a sundress and a beard is chasing my kid around and you know, at school.
I think it's actually a symptom of the...
What's next?
Well, John, I actually think that the transgenderism is more of a symptom than a desire, right? And I think that the transgenderism is really a symptom of our food and our water being poisoned and being pumped up with, like, an unnecessary amount of pharmaceuticals as a child, because that type of stuff does scientifically have... It's proven to have an adverse and irreversible effect on human sexuality and gender function. And so, you know, when you're eating literal poison and you're feeding it to kids from birth till, like, adolescence, you are just going to get more transgenders by default. And it's a lot easier if I was big pharma, I would rather focus on trans rights than face accountability for poisoning the U.S. population.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so I think it's more about that.
That's a great point.
Yeah, I think it's more about that than, like, just, hey, they're just destroying culture. I think that, like, only appeals to a narrow audience.
Well,
they already destroyed culture. Right, but they also destroy culture when you destroy the money, you know, when you destroy the currency and you no longer have a gold standard and you no longer have sound money. Everything gets devalued. You're forced to eat like food that has less nutritional value because of production. You have to factory farm. You have to make processed food. You have to have more sugar in the food. You got to pay off the scientific. You have to pay off scientists to say that certain things are healthy for you when they're not, and everybody knows it. You have to promote free love and promiscuity because inflation is going to destroy the family. And if it doesn't, you create massive civil unrest.
How much the average family is paying extra now a year?
No, how much?
Close to $30,000.
It's crazy.
That's fucking crazy.
Well, okay, so then if you're in the government, right? What would you rather do as a government official who's going to bear responsibility for this? Are you going to want to what are you going to do? Are you going to risk being overthrown or being the target of attack? Or are you going to just promote a lifestyle that just destroys the foundation of the nuclear family? Because if there's no family, you don't see the inflation as much.
Yeah, no, it's all part
does
of
that
mean, a,
like, does that make sense? Like, yeah. You promote ideology where you don't see the inflation. Like you say, hey, you know, they're releasing studies saying that Fruit Loops are healthier than steak.
Yeah, but
and
I mean.
And it's like, well, yeah, because if you eat Fruit Loops, you don't see inflation by eating Doritos.
Right. But the thing is that it's still in the realm of, well, this is organic, so these people should, you know, they should pick a side and go in this direction. But it's not organic. It's think tank material that's been around since the 70s, since the 50s, actually, yeah. 1954, that's all been quietly the silent war against the United States and the rest of the world that we've gradually just been, you know, enduring.
Yeah,
and so this is all part of the program. These people, the Uniparty, these people that we even our local politicians, they're all locked in with the United Nations. You know, they're all part of a program that has an end game, and this is it. We're at the end game now.
What do you think the end game is?
The end game is 15-minute cities, and. Kill off the native populations and basically rule by technological elite.
How do you get 15-minute cities? What has to take place to get to offer consent for a 15-minute city?
Well, it started in Canada already.
We know that it started and they're doing the QR code to enter. But what I'm talking about is like what socio-political factors have to like manifest themselves so that people consent to 15-minute cities.
A variety, which are all rolling out, but you need to first have the blueprint of the 15-minute city, and they have that right now in Denmark and in the Netherlands, so that you've got your within 15 minutes you've got your grocery store, your movie theater, your community center, and your school. And once you leave that area with your QR code, then you can only leave for a certain amount of time, all in the name of, you know, climate change
and, justice, and racial equity and safety,
which is a Club of Rome creation, which was created in order to cull the population and put us all into
John,
15 minutes.
Yes. Okay. In order to voluntarily consent to the climate change agenda, which if you read the C40 documents, it's way more about mass surveillance than it is about protecting the environment. What do you need to do first before manufacturing consent to help fight the climate change agenda that you made up? What do you have to do first?
To manufacture consent?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you got to dumb down the population.
No, that's not true. I was going to tell you.
No. All right. Well, I want to hear what you got to say, but let me just tell you, you fill the skies with... And our food supply and our water supply with things that dumb us down so we can't think for ourselves with critical
reasoning. Okay, I was going to say that. But what I was going to say, just in more simple terms, is you have to destroy the environment.
Oh, well, yeah.
You have to destroy the environment. You have to overfish. You have to dump toxic chemicals in the water.
Yeah.
You have to factory farm. You have to use GMO seeds.
Yep.
You have to you have to destroy the soil. You know, you have to destroy the soil.
I did a report on that years ago about, you know, we get blamed as citizens for driving our little cars and adding to the CO2 and all that, which is, you know, not even up for debate. I mean, whatever. Yeah. But the fact that the true polluters of the planet are the elite, in order to build a skyscraper, you've got to have the right sand. And they don't have the right sand in the Sahara. So they go over to Florida and they take all that sand. They took all our sand. Talk about killing the environment.
Yeah. And yeah. then when you geoengineer the stratosphere and like create like fake rain in like in Dubai, which literally destroyed all of Dubai.
That was
and
insane.
Then you have advanced weather like the yeah. what's it called? The advanced weather weapons and what was it what happened in Maui?
Deuce.
Direct energy weapons. Yeah, like you have stuff like that. You destroy the environment, and then all of a sudden you blame something like climate change, and then you manufacture or derailing trains in Palestine, Ohio. You know, you destroy people's property, and you destroy the environment in rural America, and force people into moving into 15-minute cities.
But that is are we sitting here talking about things that people already know? I mean, is that guy walking around behind us so these people can hear within earshot? Don't they already know? Everybody know this already? Or are we just lunatics saying this?
We're still
in our little bubble.
We're still lunatics.
Because I think the populace, especially after a bill like this anti-Semitism bill, I think that's a huge wake-up call that
to you people know, who know and understand and pay attention. But people still giggle when I talk about this stuff.
There's too many people in this country that read the Bible and go to church.
Yeah, that's true.
If now you go to church and there's a bill that says you can't read this passage in Revelations, that's a problem.
Yeah, I mean we're gonna bring that up a little bit later.
Okay.
Well, actually, let's just bring it up right now. Do you think that the Jews killed Jesus?
No, the Romans killed Jesus, but they were because the Jews couldn't actually, that faction of the Jews couldn't kill Jesus because the Romans had to do it. So technically the Romans killed Jesus.
Because like there are certain things that people are saying that lump everybody into one category. And like that type of stuff has actually led to things like the Inquisition. And well, let me finish.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, I mean, the thing is like,
no, but
I don't blame anybody for anything.
No, I know that. I never said you did. I'm just saying that we're just. This is just an objective fact, right?
Yeah.
And people have said things like the Jews killed Jesus, and that type of rhetoric has like literally led to, you know, it's led to pogroms, it's led to anti-Jewish riots, it's led to the Inquisition, it's led to things like the Holocaust, all that stuff, right? What I'm going to say in follow up.
Yeah, I want to hear what you have to
say. Is that a big reason why that happened is because they just lump everybody who's Jewish with being a Christ killer. And what if you actually know the history of Jesus Christ and what happened in the Roman Empire, there were multiple factions of different Jewish sects that were at war with each other. And there was I think one Jewish sect was like the Pharisees.
They still are.
Yeah, it was like the Pharisees or something like that, or the Sadducees. I don't even know fully, but there was one Jewish faction out of a multitude of conflicting Jewish factions that did not like what Jesus Christ was saying, and they reported and they went to Pontius Pilate and used their influence to get Pontius Pilate to execute Jesus Christ.
Because he said he was the Messiah.
Okay, but what I'm saying though,
and he was.
Okay, well, John, regardless of that, regardless of whether he's the Messiah or not, the fact remains that it wasn't like the Jews as a whole that killed Jesus, because I think we should talk about it. It wasn't the Jews as a whole who killed Jesus Christ. It was a small percentage of Jews that were within one country that were warring with other factions of Jews, and they did not represent the whole multitude of Jewish people that were scattered around the world as a result of a diaspora. And so, you know, when you're lumping every single Jewish person that had nothing to do with this with being somebody that killed Jesus Christ, that's really bad too, and that should just get talked about. And the reason it should get talked about is so that everybody just understands that like an objective generalization like that is categorically false, so that we just become more unified in fighting tyranny.
Yeah, I mean, I'm an American dude.
So am I,
and so are you. And I come from an American culture, and like that happened so long ago. Like, there's nothing within me that says, "Oh, son of a bitch, the Jews killed Jesus." You know, I don't sit around. The only time I have a problem with American Jews is when the Beastie Boys stopped making albums, man.
Very sad. One of them died too, right? I think.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, that's who we really are. We're not, you know, the thing is we're being brainwashed by media to actually take up these talking points. And through an anti-Semitism bill, basically about a bunch of bullshit that none of us are even talking about.
Do you think that, like, what I said, though, to you would be considered punishable in that bill?
Probably, yeah.
It could be depending on interpretation, right? That's what's concerning. But I think generally speaking, laws that I think speech laws do a lot more harm than good to help to in terms of like protecting vulnerable people.
There should be no speech laws.
The best way to counter hateful speech is with truthful speech.
Man, if I'm in a theater and I'm going to shout fire, it's going to be by the Ohio Players. Fire. You know, I mean, come on, man. Let's, you know, and the thing is, these people are shitting in the American Punch Bowl big time. And everybody's got to be sick of it, man. You know, look at Austin. It's just limping along. When this place used to be so fucking badass, man. It was so badass to live here. And now, I don't want to go down that road. But
I don't think it's as woke as people say it is, because I play my songs.
Well, it's not just that. When I came here, I was a musician from New York City, man. And I used to go down to 6th Street, and I could see Leo Nocentelli for $5 and then go next door and see Bernie Worrell and then go to my gig. Now if I go downtown, I'm going to get assaulted by, you know, machete handler of the week.
This is true. But, you know, John, could you go anywhere in this country and be able to have experience that? With inflation and what happened with COVID and the destruction of small businesses?
This is all manufactured.
No shit, I know that. I'm just wondering, could you even go anywhere?
People need to get that out of their fucking minds, man, that this is organic. None of this is organic. It's all manufactured. None of this has to happen at all. We can all go back to being Americans and having a fucking great time in this country, man. I'm sorry if I cussed too much.
No, it's fair. It adds for it adds animation to the show.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay. Well, you know, fuck.
You know what else brings about 15-minute cities, though? Crime.
Oh, well, does it solve it?
No, but let me explain something to you, right? Like, when you have district attorneys that don't prosecute violent criminals, right, and you allow criminals to just run amok and do whatever the hell they want.
Oh, yeah, that'll be great in a 15. That guy's living next door. He just got out of the joint.
Well, that's not what I'm saying, though. What I'm saying, though, is that it opens the floodgates for mass surveillance. Because now they have all these license plate readers like all around downtown that are AI powered. And like you go to like San Francisco and you have to have somebody like unlock the door. And some places you got to scan. Like pretty soon they'll be like, hey, scan your retina.
Have you seen that video of Union Square? Have you been to San Francisco?
I haven't been there in a while, but.
Oh, but you've been there.
When I was like 10 years old, I was like 10.
Well, great. So you saw San Francisco when it was the shit.
Yeah, when it was normal. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like 12. I
was there in like the early 2000s, and it was still pretty badass. But now, Union Square, like an international shopping district destination, completely shut down. You know, and it's like, well, they got their issues there, but that just, it's a cancer and it just spreads across the country.
Well, but what it also does is it devalues the property and it forces big time developers to buy everything up for pennies in the dollar. And these developers are connected to the WEF and they wind up getting these favorable loans because our financial system's a Ponzi scheme and a scam. And then they'll lay out the infrastructure for the 15-minute city that they want to create.
So what happens when the WEF, when Schwab and all these people, when they all die off, what's next? I like to look at what's next. Like,
well, they'll just have successors, right?
Yeah. Well, will they?
For that? Yeah, there's always going to be a successor. Absolutely.
Do you think George Soros's kid, who can barely talk?
Well, Alex Soros, I think George Soros's kid is the one that's probably pulling.
If he was here right now, he'd be like, I hate poor people, and I think they should be corralled into surveillance.
You think he would say that? No, he would repeat like something about.
And I know you live here in Austin, man.
He would repeat like
Trump is.
He would repeat some study, and he would get really defensive and get really angry, you know, and be really like difficult to have a conversation with, and nothing would really happen. You know, or you would like cite some obscure academic text or use like this obscure academic jargon that most common people can't really understand or have no relation toward. And they would look at it like they're winning an intellectual debate versus like looking at objective reality right in front of you. That's what I think is going to happen more so than anything else. But you want to know what I think the answer is?
Maybe we get stupid enough that we are ruled over by an Alex Soros who can barely get a sentence out. Maybe that's where we're headed.
No, I don't think so, though. I'm actually optimistic.
Idiocracy.
John, I'm actually...
Like, in my lifetime.
I'm actually, despite...
Yours too, because we're both alive right now.
We're both alive. Yeah. I'm more optimistic. I'm long-term optimistic on humanity. I think we talked about this a couple years ago, right? Last time you came on, we talked
about... Pursuit of happiness, man. What the fuck happened to the pursuit of happiness?
I don't know.
What the fuck happened to it?
Well, you got
to
do what's your purpose, right? I actually feel a lot happier and more purposeful than I did a few years ago.
Everybody should be feeling... We should... You know, when I was a kid, man, that was... Everybody was pursuing happiness. That was the point.
There's been a stronger pushback among
young
kids.
But now it's like with these kids today, man, they're just pursuing misery.
Maybe, but what about those kids who raised that American flag up at the college and put themselves out there? What about those frat guys?
They'll all be shot in the morning.
Well, you know what? They did it. And there's a whole movement of younger people, 18 years old too, that really woke up and are going to absolutely love America. And this next generation of kids who see all this stuff and they're actually being protected in states like Texas and Florida, they're going to grow up being patriotic as fuck.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That is actually a really good thing to think about. You have Bitcoin. You have a lot. You have a lot more people.
I think you're absolutely right.
You know, you have this new decentralized technology. There's better ways to protect your privacy now. There are a lot of really great minds that are.
I think the Zoomers and Generation Alpha, they call them the Honey Badger generation.
Yeah, yeah.
They're coming, man. And
yeah.
Nobody expected the internet. And the thing is like the Zoomer generation, they know all this stuff.
They know all this stuff.
They're making memes about it. This is their culture.
I started reading this book called The Sovereign Individual. And I just started, like, I'm like 30 pages in or something like that. So there's a lot more to go. But basically, like, what I've gathered so far is that. With technology, right? And this is before Bitcoin was made, but now that you add Bitcoin, but with technology and emerging technology, the idea of a nation state or the need for a nation state is not going to exist anymore. And taxes are going to get a lot lower because when people can work remotely, there's not going to be a need to be in high tax jurisdictions. And then you're going to be directly rewarded for cities and municipalities are going to be directly rewarded for valuing freedom and liberty. And you're actually seeing that in Tennessee. Nashville's turning into Las Vegas. Florida is like, I mean, there's some problems with the home insurance and stuff like that, but everyone's loving Florida. Even Austin, despite how much of a shit show this city is, because of our legislative body in Texas and because of who we're going to elect to be our state representatives, Austin is going to be a dynamo of a city.
Yeah.
You have to look at this. El Salvador literally has no more murders anymore because they adopted a Bitcoin standard. Mm-hmm. And El Salvador is going to become the new Switzerland.
That's what I'm saying. Where is this
Latin
going?
America is going to be Latin America in 30 years. I would not be surprised if Latin America becomes one of the most thriving continent in the world.
Maybe that's
especially
the
if
point.
They start embracing Bitcoin and things like
it
that.
It all comes down to serotonin, and you have plenty of it because you're a very positive individual and you're looking at the positive side of things. But maybe that's the one thing people don't want to relinquish is that serotonin feeling, whether it's through medication or just exercise or meditation, or just trying to be happy. People will never relinquish that feeling. I mean, nobody wants to go around feeling depressed and miserable all the time, do they?
John, it's becoming cool to believe in God now. Like, patriotism, loving America, and, like, actually believing in God.
I was raised in Kentucky, so, like, everybody believes in God.
Okay, but I'm saying, like, in big cities, like, it's becoming cool now. Like, bragging about how many girls you slept with or going out and partying three times a week and doing all that stuff that I thought was cool back, like, when I was, you know, in the early 2000s and the early teens, that shit is not cool anymore. Like, that is, like, seen universally as being lame as fuck, okay? And that's actually yes, I really believe that. Like,
I really don't care how many girls you slept with.
You don't care, right?
I don't care.
You care about what I produce. The only thing that matters is whether or not you're producing something that is generating value.
I don't
value.
Even care if you're sleeping with girls. And if you say I'm sleeping with girls,
it's about
like,
presenting value.
What did you guys sleep?
Who cares? That's the point. Nobody gives a shit. Okay, it does not matter. You get more views. The alternative media. Is a better pathway towards notoriety now than trying to hit up MTV or CNN or the Country Music Awards or BET or any of these other mainstream apparatuses. You are going to get more recognition on X, right? And being on InfoWars and talking to people who work for Alex Jones and going to city council meetings and catching pedophiles with Alex Rosen or trolling councils awesome, with Alex Stein. That is
Alex,
that is that,
Alex, if you're watching, Mr. Rosen.
Yeah, like dude, that is where our society is going. That type
that
of stuff
guy deserves an award.
That does, he should have. He deserves an American Liberty Award.
Yeah, well, at least
he deserves. Alex Rosen deserves like a television show, a television special.
He deserves
where
a congressional medal.
He Alex Rosen.
Except that Congress is full
of pedophiles. Well, what Alex Rosen should be going around the country lecturing law enforcement about how to catch pedophiles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
the DHS should be consulting Alex Rosen on how to stop sex trafficking.
Absolutely.
Like that is where, but he's going to get there.
That's a great idea.
He will get there.
Yeah. That, well, like, he's ahead of his time.
Ahead of time, he will get there.
Yeah,
that like he will get there. I've actually talked to Alex, and I'm just like, listen, like the trolling stuff is fun, and you're really good at it. But you're actually so good at catching pedos that you're gonna like. There's gonna come a point very soon where you're gonna actually have to outgrow trolling people, and it might be better for you and for this movement to like.
Where's he from?
Houston.
Is he?
Yeah. To just catch the pedophiles, because this guy is like the Michael Jordan of pedo catching.
Yeah.
Like. He could be like the world's greatest pedophile catch, like in history. You know what I mean? Like they'll be writing about him in history books catching pedos.
Well, thank God for him.
Thank God, right?
Yeah. But if I'm still allowed to say that.
Yeah, right. I know. But what I'm saying though is that like, people like that are a lot cooler now than, you know, somebody like Ice Spice.
Right? Who?
Exactly. Who? Who? Yeah. Or Drake? Who would you rather hang out with, Alex Rosen or Drake?
Oh, I wouldn't even want to be near Drake.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't want.
That's
him,
what I'm trying to say.
I don't want him anywhere
near
me or my family.
Who would you rather go to a party with?
I don't want Joe Biden near my family.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Who would you rather go to a party with?
I don't want Beyonce. I don't want.
But who do you think people in general would rather go to a party with? Like 21 Savage.
Jay-Z. I don't want these people near me.
Yeah, but who do you think people would rather go to a party with? 21 Savage or Alex Rosen? You know, and honestly, 10 years
ago, is 21
some rapper,
Savage?
Right? Some rapper. But the point is, right?
Black Crowes have a new album.
Yeah. Or like, look at the people that go see like The Cure or see Madonna or see like these old 80s pop bands.
Like the Black Crowes.
But like a lot of people that go there are these blue-haired, deranged, liberal nutcases that want five-year-olds to you know, get gender reassignment surgery and get their penises chopped off. You know, like they have blue hairs. Their bodies are all flabby and dumpy. They got these shitty tattoos that make them look stupid. They got like 20 different piercings, and it's like a desperate attempt to try to recapture their youth without exercising and eating healthy. You know, like nobody worships mainstream celebrities anymore. But like 10 years ago, everybody worshiped mainstream celebrities. And I actually think that the culture is changing, and that's a really good thing. And we get so focused on being negative and being angry about what we see in front of us that we fail to recognize when we're winning. When society is becoming better, when we're embracing more American values, when we're becoming better human beings, I think that is really cool.
Yeah. I mean, what just happened with John Cougar Mellencamp, who, you know, this guy wrote the book on small town American rock and roll music. And so pretty much every patriotic American identifies with him. And then it goes on social media where immediately it goes up that he's telling a story. He's up there with an acoustic guitar and he's telling a story, and it goes viral that he was preaching the Biden administration to the crowd, and they told him to get the hell off the stage. The guy told him to just play your music and get off the stage, and that wasn't the whole story. But we're living in a culture now. The whole story was the guy was telling a story about his grandma. You're at a show with John Cougar Mellencamp, and he's in between songs, and he's telling a story about his grandma. But they chop it so that it looks like he's another liberal trying to shove this. And maybe he is, but that's not what happened. So what I'm saying is we're living in this hyper culture of anti-liberalism now, where we've completely chosen a side. And, you know, and it wasn't like that before. Everything used to be fluid. You know, if you had an opinion, we could talk it out if we didn't agree. You know, that's the Socratic method, is that you start asking questions. If we disagree, then let's break it down.
And that's why I'm so grateful
instead of don't ask questions. Yeah. You have no facts. You're a racist. You're a white supremacist. What if I'm not? You know, now I walk away from here. In reality, you've called me a racist, not you, but I've been called a white supremacist and a racist, and I'm walking away. And you don't know who I am or where I come from. You have no idea. And so you just lied to yourself.
Yeah. Also, I know that the culture's changing too, because I was making video. I made a video where I was just asking people on Sixth Street about the economy. And I did not want to even talk about this. I just want to talk, see if people would consent to CBDCs and all this other stuff, right? And I was just asking a lot of like black and Mexicans about how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the first thing they said totally unprompted was?
What?
Bring back Trump.
Yeah.
Bring back Trump, right? And I honestly, like, I'm not even probably going to vote for either Trump or Biden. But the fact that they said that right away without any prompting already shows that the culture is shifting.
Well, everyone's broke. Like I told you, $30,000 extra a year. That was 30 grand everybody barely had every year that they were saving or putting towards Bitcoin or whatever, investing for their family or saving for a vacation. It's gone now. People Everyone's living paycheck to paycheck. Nobody has any freaking money in the bank. And so it's like it's the lesser of two evils. There is no goodness. There's no virtue anymore in our government. But there's evil, and it's like people are looking at our government for like, well, which is less evil? And now there is no less evil. The GOP is voting on destroying the First Amendment, and that's as evil as it gets. And you know, it's just going to get worse in the net. Once the Senate passes that and it becomes a law and goes against the First Amendment, it's going to be a fight. Where it's going to go to the Supreme Court. Somebody like a Nick Fuentes is going to immediately go on his podcast and start talking smack about the Jews, you know, because he's into that shit because the dude never gets laid. relax, dude. I mean, can somebody just have a good time once in a while, for crying out loud? You know,
we should raise money for a prostitute for him.
Maybe so. Of his choosing, but yeah. At least he's relaxed. At least you relax your mind a little bit, man.
We should start
stop hating everybody.
We should start a give, send, go to get him a prostitute. Like, you know,
and then Kanye flies him all around the world.
And now he has a porno company. Now he's starting a porno company.
It's just a bunch of weirdos, man. You talk about, like, other media kind of stabbing you in the back and, like, you know, and all that stuff and not supporting you. And I totally support you 1,000%. But
I know we've been friends for a long time, so
yeah. I mean, before any of this,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, we've been buddies
for
a minute.
But is this our sponsor today?
They should be.
Tullamore Dew,
baby.
Tullamore Dew. And here's to the Irish.
Here's to the Irish.
God love them. What was I saying? It's just there's this whole. You know, I didn't even pour myself some. I will.
All right.
I got to make fajitas.
Okay.
But I got to make fajitas, and I got to get on the road here, so I'm not going to drink a whole lot.
No, I know. Well, I got to be an adult as well.
Yeah. It's a pain in the ass. No, it's not. But yeah.
Salud.
Here's to 30 more years together.
30 more living in America.
Yeah, we've known each other for 60 years. But yeah, it's people like Kanye with his twisted logic. And don't get me wrong, out of all the rappers, and Kanye, if you're watching, which you're not, I saw Sugar Hill Gang and Grandmaster Flash at King's Dominion in the late 70s. So anyway, he'll know what that means. Of course, he's not watching. But it's people like that and Fuentes and all these people that are getting, they're upsetting people. And they're not asking the right questions and exploring where we're going. Instead, they're getting people into these hyper, you know, what's left of our brains, into these hyper states of stupidity.
You think he's a fed up?
Who?
Fuentes.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. He sure looks like one, but.
When he went to the Capitol, he never got arrested, never got fucked with. He was with a whole ton of people, openly admitted it. The people that he were with, I think, got arrested. Nothing ever happened.
Gotta go with your gut, man.
I'll put it to you this way, man. Like, the stuff that he tells people to do and the stuff that he says if other people started repeating it in the same propensity that he was repeating it, they'd be put on a list.
Sure.
You know, if enough people,
plenty of eyebrows raising out there, you know.
Yeah, if enough people, like, I wouldn't be surprised, man, if some psychopath, like some autistic psychopath, just like shoots up a synagogue or does something totally.
Oh, there's going to be false flags at the wazoo this summer.
But people
it's
like
gonna
him,
be nuts this summer.
Dude, people like him, though, are the ones who will come rile people up. They will rile people up to actually commit those false flags. I feel like it's so obvious, and then. You look at these, and I've talked about this forever. And if I'm going on a tangent, it's like it's you know.
I think we gotta wrap this up, but I do want to.
You gotta go. What?
Well, yeah, I gotta get across town. It takes me 30 minutes to get home.
All right. Well, we can wrap this up.
Pick up my daughter.
No, don't sweat it.
Go ahead.
What I was gonna say though about this is that like even like some of these groper accounts online, like. A lot of these are just not real accounts. Like they feel like bots. Like it's like you just created an account in January. You've tweeted 4,000 times.
Oh yeah,
a lot of people are making content and adjusting how they tweet just because they want those bot accounts to engage with them, and they care more about engagement farming than actually fighting New World Order tyranny. And you're seeing this like from some of your own friends, and that I think is just like a bigger psyop than whatever the left is going to do to us. I think we're psyoping ourselves in a lot of ways when it comes to this. That's kind of what I was going to say.
Yeah, I would rather just try to get back to where we were as a people. It just even if that means individually be that, instead of being upset about things that you don't really understand or things that you fantasize about me or him or whatever. It's things that aren't true. That make you feel like you're alive because you barely got two brain cells to rub together. Boo. But I wanted to ask you if you'd seen Civil War.
I have not seen it yet. Okay. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I have seen it. And I did want to mention, everyone keeps bringing Civil War up. I want to mention there's on Apple, there's a show called Severance. And it's directed by Ben Stiller. And it's really good. But man, is it like the most CIA MK Ultra thing you've ever seen? I mean, it is just.
I'm gonna watch it. I did see Leave the World Behind, and when they had that big massive cyber attack, you know who they blamed for the cyber attack?
Who?
Far right Nazi extremists.
Oh,
and what you're seeing on X with these manufactured accounts and content makers that are stupid enough to fall into their hands because they care more about generating clicks than actually. Making something genuine, you're going to like, you're literally taking their bait so that when another manufactured cyber attack or crisis occurs, it'll be so easy for these people to just blame you. And when they blame you, they're going to blame us because they're going to categorize us all in the same boat.
Well, of course they are. I mean, Biden came out today and shuffled out and mumbled a bunch of bullshit about how free speech is a right and all this stuff. Even after, and we're stupid enough. We're supposed to sit there and go, "Oh, the president, yeah, he's behind free speech." The guy, the DOJ, went after parents at school meetings. Man, he went after all of us on social media with the help of Silicon Valley, and I mean that's in the court system. The guy is a complete enemy to free speech. And he comes out there and the fact that anyone would sit there and think, "Oh, that's good, the president." The fact that you would sit there and think that, you need to go ahead and reevaluate, either turn the TV off or reevaluate your life.
And then Trump will do the same thing by speaking about how we need to protect free speech at his rallies and talk about how everyone's against him while he behind the scenes tells everybody to do exactly what everyone's complaining about.
You and I should run for president, man.
We should.
I guess.
But I don't know. How do you feel about dude, Greg Reese put out a crazy video.
Oh, that was a good one. I didn't know that about Team E, or what is it? The E team.
No, with the Mossad stuff in JFK I was talking about. That's some other shit too though, right?
Yeah. Like, I didn't know that about 9/11. I was like, okay. Wow.
Here's the thing about that, right? And here's what people get wrong about InfoWars. And that not everything on InfoWars is meant to be analyzed and interpreted as an absolute fact. These are meant to be theories and ideas that get expressed so that you can explore these theories and ideas on your own so that you can come up with the truthful conclusion.
Yeah. We're handing out, you know, nuggets.
You're handing out nuggets, right?
And like, we're saying you go down the rabbit hole because we're rabbit hole people too.
And you should learn this for yourself.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. And I don't know if Mossad killed JFK. I think there's a multitude of suspects that could have killed JFK.
No, the driver killed JFK.
I heard that story too, actually.
There's no, I mean, roll the tape, man. I mean, the film has come out. The driver turns around and shoots him right in the head, man. If you want to know technically who killed JFK, it was the driver of the car. That's who killed JFK.
That's crazy. That might be the clip that we use on Instagram.
There you go.
That's going to be like what we use to open the podcast. Because
that's totally, you can watch it. And there you go. There's a good example. Yeah. Go watch it for yourself. Go find it for yourself.
But there's so much to learn. But the point is, though, like, you know, you put out a video like that, right? And all of a sudden you see the comments and everyone's like, oh, yeah, finally you're telling us the truth about what really happened. I'm like, no, you're rolling out a hypothesis of many hypotheses that could have possibly contributed to something happening. And it's something that everyone should learn about so we figure out what is true and what's false.
We all need to get Socratic, man. You don't know everything. I don't know everything. He doesn't know everything. You don't know everything. We don't know everything, okay? Just start there.
It's good. And I'm glad that this stuff is coming out. You know why? Because then more people get to talk, more people get to exchange ideas, more people get to have civil dialogue to figure out what is true and what is false. It creates a better society for everyone to live in.
Ask more questions than giving answers.
I agree. John, how do we get a hold of you?
I'm Newsbound on Twitter, and you can find me at band.video at the Bound Report.
John, thank you so much, man. Best videos in the game.
Now I will disappear back to my editing bay.
All right, John, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good episode.